Hi, Mark. Welcome around the workstand.
Hey, Susie. How are you this week? Welcome home.
Wow. Yes, I'm finally home. We didn't have to do any podcast recording from my little travel trailer.
Look, you had a good time, though.
I did. We had a great time. I got to, I've never been to Arizona before. I'm 38 years old. Got to do that. Went to Sedona. We went to the Grand Canyon.
Nice. We did that recently. Did you see it as suitably grand for all the lead up?
Yes, I got to see lots of grandness. We ran down a few miles into the canyon, so I got to see lots of good stuff. We did have a funny, it was very cold and got really snowy, I think, the second day. And we got some of those kind of funny stereotypical photos where it's like, came to the Grand Canyon, and it's just like fog.
And you did a big ride day. I saw a picture of snacks.
Yes. You know how I feel about snacks.
I do. Yeah. Frankly, it was a nice spread of snacks you shared, and I'll share that right here for everybody to see. it didn't seem like near enough snacks for the White Rim Trail. Isn't that what you were doing that day?
Yes. I took my husband for his first White Rim trip. So we did, it's a 100-mile loop through Canyonlands National Park, and we do that in a day, self-supported. I didn't eat all my snacks.
Goodness gracious.
But that little can of Coke was wonderful at mile 75.
I bet.
Yeah.
Nothing better.
Well, I could talk about riding bikes and snacks for days.
Or we could talk about selling bikes.
We talk about selling bikes, but maybe in a little bit less direct way than a lot of folks think about.
Yeah, I think that's important. Everything can't be direct sales. Everything we do as merchants do in relation to customers shouldn't be sell, sell, sell all the time. That is obviously important. But sometimes you need to take a little bit more circuitous route to that and just offer value. And I think that's what we want to talk about today.
I don't know how to recover from such a big vocabulary word.
That's a good word.
That was fantastic. Yeah, so we're talking about leveraging your website, marketing materials, even some assets in store to kind of really enrich your customer's experience.
Yeah.
And why would we do that?
Well, because what we want to do is we used to talk about selling cycling and selling the experience and the lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And there's still something to that. And I think one of the best ways to grow a customer base and to enhance the loyalty of that customer base is to offer value to them. And so if you're into, and you want to do it in a way that supports the products and the services you sell, but if you're into selling the gear for bike packing, then offer some gear about bike packing. If you want to be an open and inclusive store and hope that all cyclists of all levels and abilities come to your store, well, then you've got to, you don't have to do anything you don't want to do, but it certainly helps to provide information and content that appeals to everybody so that they can feel welcome and included. So that's kind of the idea around today's episode, is to talk about those things.
I guess end of the day, keeping ridership growing in your community is going to just always benefit your business, your community, the longevity of this sport, and something that I feel like I like to assume everyone who works in a bike shop or is in this industry, genuinely really cares about those things.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, and of course that's going to help your bottom line. It's going to help you sell more.
Yeah, so it does. I think you get out there. It also, I think, it can separate you from the other businesses that don't make that investment in their community.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, it's really competitive out there, especially right now. So just differentiate you from other shops and other brands. I mean, I get marketing emails directly from brands, and this is a really good way to kind of set yourself apart. You may carry those brands, but...
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
So let's talk about some specifics, just to give some ideas. And again, we won't cover everything. Every market's a little different. Every store's a little different. The consumers obviously range wildly. So use these as some jumping off points. But I think it's important to connect the dots between the products and the services you offer as a store and the interest of your customers. And you know, here's a few things. We got a few things that we do, Workstand does, as part of a Workstand subscription that can help with that. And I think talking about rides and events and the places to ride is important. And we've got some content. We did a project with Ride with GPS that can help with that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, specifically with Workstand, we worked with Ride with GPS for a few different templates. So you can really pick what works best for you. And then we will help you kind of plug in some of those rides and events, routes, maybe even talk about like where you all love to ride, maybe a staff section this is Mark's favorite gravel ride, this is Susie's favorite mountain bike ride, things like that.
Yep. And why does that matter? Well, it matters because if somebody's buying a bike or they're not already familiar with the area, they want to find places to use that bike that they just bought from you and all those fun accessories. And so it helps to have information there on not just the Saturday group ride, because if they're brand new to cycling, maybe that's not the thing that's going to get them going, but just places they can ride, where is it safe to ride, that kind of stuff, whatever matters in your particular community. So focus on that kind of stuff. If you are a Ride with GPS fan, then use the assets we've already invested in for you to make it quick and easy and nice. And if not, then just figure those things out. Just point people in the right direction. But use the website to do that, because remember, a lot of people are going to find the website before they ever find the store. And those resources could be the thing that tips them over into coming to your store versus somewhere else.
Yeah, great localized content that's specific to your area is going to help drive more traffic to your website.
Yeah. And we've got a lot of other things. We've done a lot recently, too. So I think one of the really beautiful pieces of marketing we just recently put out was the All Bodies on Bike landing page. I think that came out really nice.
Yes, absolutely. It's beautiful. It's a great message. Talk about making people feel welcome, expanding ridership, there's a bike for everybody. Everybody on a bike. Yeah. There's no wrong way to be a cyclist.
I think that's very true. And if you haven't met Marley, maybe the page struck me differently because I've actually met her. I don't know her, but I met her at Unbound last year. And the energy she brings to the whole idea of let's get everybody on a bike and everybody belongs on a bike. You just can't. You can't make that up. Sometimes you got to have somebody with that kind of passion and energy about it. So having a landing page that really speaks to that, I think it goes a long way to telling the market that you're here for everybody.
Yeah, I recognized one of the photos too on that landing page. I believe is from a local Fort Collins event that is put on by a couple here. I'm sure with some help of maybe some of their friends and organizations, but they do a really great job of getting more folks out on bikes and helping people feel welcome. And it's the Foco Fondo.
Yeah. I did that event last year. It's amazing.
Yes. Love it. Cody and I are kind of planning out our season, what we want to do. And that's very high on our list.
I highly recommend that event, especially if you're close to it. You got to go do it. It's a really well done event and fun. And the fun part really stands out.
Yeah.
But if you're somebody travels to events and you're wondering if it's worth it, it's definitely worth traveling. Of course, Fort Collins is just a cool town, but the event's really good too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, just a little side note. I recognize one of those photos. Yep. What about maybe there's some other kind of, do we have some library pages that are complimentary for folks to use?
Yeah. And I think, you know, rather than focus on a particular one, I just want to encourage people to make it a regular part of your website maintenance, to go into website page editor, go to the library pages, the page library tab. And just see what's new, because every month we're putting two or three pieces of content in there that are focused on this exact thing. How do we take people's interest and use content on the website to tell your customer base or your potential customer base that you care about this part of cycling, that you can help them enjoy that part of cycling? Mm-hmm. So use those pages. And remember, you can use them in a few ways. Some people, I think a lot of people, see it, like it, import it, turn it on, let it go. And that's great because that's easy, it's simple, and it's effective.
Yeah.
But it could also be a shell. Maybe you like the idea of the page, but you want a more localized image, something that's your own, kind of like you said, something you recognize from your backyard. Great. Import the page, swap the image out. Maybe you want to tweak the copy. So some people use it as is. Some people use it as a starting point. However you use it, we want to make sure that you have that kind of information that you can share with your customers. It makes a big difference in how consumers choose bike shops and how loyal they stay to them. And Susie, as you always mention, if you happen to see those pages, but the content, the picture doesn't work for you and you don't have your own, let us know. We're happy to swap those images out to be more brand specific or not brand specific or however we can help with those.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you read, how much would that cost, Mark?
That would cost, let's see, let me add that up. That would cost $0.
Yep.
Yeah.
We want you to, we want to make that available to everyone. Yes. Valuable content for you to use. So yeah, I'm never going to not talk about that.
It's important. It's a big part of the subscription value that we bring to the table. And then another big thing is, and this part of our world has grown tremendously, but what we call partner pages, where we work with other brands to create things for product launches or events, marketing content, those come in. And it's funny, last week, two times I had a client say, what's the thing with these emails? Why do I keep getting these emails? I don't know what to do with them. It's like, well, you know, you're a dealer for this brand. They paid us to create this lovely content. All you really have to do is tell us you want it with that form, fill the format, and most time we'll even put it on your website for you.
Yep.
So it's a really great way to engage customers that care about those brands with professionally created and designed marketing content. So use that, because again, it just tells, you know, somebody that's interested in Santa Cruz bikes that you're into Santa Cruz bikes and the way people use Santa Cruz bikes. And we do that with a lot of brands.
Yeah, and even a little cheat sheet. If you're not sure where to look, there's a lot of folders in that page library. We try to make it intuitive, but go ahead and use that little search field up in the upper right. You can search Santa Cruz and see what that comes up. We always name those pages that we do partner pages. It always has the brand name in it. So
yeah, and if it's not brand name, maybe you want something about, I don't know why I'm hung up on bike packing. I've never been bike packing in my life. But if you want something about bike packing, search that too. Or whatever the topic is, search that field. And there's a little advanced tab under it too. You can get more granular than just the search field. So use that. It's super helpful.
Yeah, absolutely. Great tips.
Yeah. And I think, we've kind of gotten away from the tech tip. So maybe this will serve as a tech tip this week. Mm-hmm. In the past, and we still see a lot of these pages on our merchant sites, there was a good value in having long text-heavy pages that explain the processes of things like how to change a flat tire, how to adjust the saddle of a bike. But really, YouTube has taken over that place, and that's where people go when they want that instructional content. So if you're not going to make it, and if you do want to make those kind of videos, I highly encourage it. It's great content. I think they're very popular style of videos. But rather than keep those old pages on your site, if you have them, about these processes that, frankly, nobody's looking at those pages and spending the time to read all that copy, they're just going to go to YouTube and watch a video on how to change a flat. Consider what we've just talked about. Get away from those instructional type pages and get back to the pages that help people relate to the joy of cycling and what they're going to get out of it. As that relates to the products and the services that you offer. And I think you'll get a lot more value out of that. And it is a really good way to begin to engage in SEO. We still get asked a lot about SEO. If you want good SEO, provide good value on your website to the people that are on your website. If you can get them interested in things, that's the best way to build SEO. And you had a good note on there about using the website as an asset in the store.
Yeah.
I just think that's really important. It's almost... You can think of it almost like active POP, you know, point of purchase material, because it can always change. You've got multiple computers typically in a store. Use that to your benefit, because when you're in the store, it can help close a sale. Mm-hmm. But when your customer's just back on your website because it was an engaging thing, then it's happening there too, even when you're not there with them. So it's incredibly valuable.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're going to invest in that content, you know, leverage it however you can. And like you said, not only can it help you close a sale, so maybe they're looking at this particular item, but they would like a different color or a different size and you have available in your store, use your website. That's a great way to say like, hey, we can get this for you in this many days, have it shipped to your house, depending on what it is. Or maybe someone is just buying that bike they're new to cycling, pull up your rides and routes page from your website and help kind of show them, like, here are some of our favorites. This is this distance. This is, maybe we like this one because it's safe, or maybe it's on bike paths. You know, I could go on forever, but that's going to help them come back to it too.
Yeah. Relate, make it relatable.
Yeah.
That should be our second thing. You always say, let's make it easy for customers. I think we should also make it relatable.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you can build an emotional connection with your customers and they can build one with you and what you do and your people, it's incredibly powerful.
Yeah. And fun. I mean, what's more fun?
Exactly.
You get somebody excited about riding a bike and show them where to ride it and how to ride it. That's a wonderful thing.
Absolutely.
Great. Anything else?
I think that's about it.
All right. Well, then I guess we'll see you around the work stand.
We'll see you then.